Welcome to week two of Advent Lectio with Grandview Church. Today's reading is from Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 to 3 and 21 to 25. We will read the passage three times. Each time, you will be invited to listen to the passage in a different way. There will be time after each reading to make room for listening and reflection. You are welcome to pause the recording to extend that time if you wish. Pray with me. Jesus, you are the light of the world. As we wait for your second coming, your gospel brings us light. Give us eyes that are open to see, ears that are open to hear, and hearts that are open to receive that light.
We watch for the light, 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 we wait, we trust, we hope, we wait, we trust, we hope, your light will come, it is great. Your light will come, it is greater than our darkness. Your light will come, it is greater than our fears. Your light will come, it is greater than our darkness. We watch for the light, we watch for the light, we watch for the light.
As we head into the passage for the first time, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and sit with it for a while. Revelation 21, 1 to 3 and 21 to 25. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God." The 12 gates were 12 pearls, each gate made of a single pearl. The great street of the city was of gold, as pure as transparent glass. I did not see a temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no night there.
Thank you.
As we head into the passage for a second time, listen for an image or memory that the passage evokes for you. What rises up in you as you listen to the words? Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God." The 12 gates were 12 pearls, each gate made of a single pearl. The great street of the city was of gold, as pure as transparent glass. I did not see a temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no night there. In this last reading, listen for an invitation. What is the passage inviting you to consider, do, or hold in the next few days? Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God." The 12 gates were 12 pearls, each gate made of a single pearl. The great street of the city was of gold, as pure as transparent glass. I did not see a temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no night there. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.